Let's go to Carrie in Dallas, Texas, listening on KATH Radio. Hello, Carrie. Welcome.
Hi. How are you? Thank you for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller. I just wanted that. Thank you. My son and I were praying the other night, and he was seven at the time. He's had a birthday since. But
happy birthday.
He wants to know if everything that God made is beautiful, and that if God loves everything that he made, mm-hmm. Does he still love Lucifer, even though he is the fallen angel?
Yes. God loves all of the good things there are about the devil, and there are many good things about the devil. He's intelligent. He's got a lot of power, things like that. Those are all attributes that God gave him, as well as the attributes he gives the other angels and that he gives us.
He exists.
And he exists. And so those are all positive things. And God loves the devil in that sense. He does not love what the devil has done with his will, which is to choose evil and to choose hatred and to choose the opposite of love. So the positive things, yes, God loves. The negative things, no, he doesn't. So,
just like us.
Yeah. Now, there's another twist to this, though, that in much of Catholic theology, it's been commonly understood, and this is especially true in the Thomistic tradition from St. Thomas Aquinas, that God's love is different from ours. Our love looks at a created good and is attracted to it. So if we see something beautiful, we're attracted to that, and that's what love is for us, that attraction we experience to things that are good. God's love is different in that he's the one giving the good thing to a particular being. And so the way God loves someone is not by being attracted to them, but is by making them good, by giving them good attributes.